Do you think you'll be back this season realistically?
Absolutely. I truly feel that way. I think, it just takes more days of preparation, understanding how my body feels moving forward and how the calf feels as we begin to progress in these upcoming weeks.
Forget the physical aspect. Do you feel, with all the frustration, you're kind of being tested mentally?
Yeah, I think God is testing me to see, just how much I can take, just how much I'm willing to, put this game on the line for my own sake, and see how much I can deal with, and see how much I can handle mentally. So, I'm just being calm, being reserved, and coming through with that challenge, and trying to tackle everything as they come.
Do you think the game after the bye?
We'll see. It's all up to the doctors and how they feel and how they look at things. So we'll see how it goes.
I think given your regimen, what's the next? Now that you're running and we watched you run, what are the next steps?
To continue running and to continue, picking up the speed and continue to do more straight line stuff, and then obviously begin to cut and all those different things. So we're just going to take them one day at a time.
So at this point, the calf is healed?
Yes, the calf feels good, and it's, it's all about how it feels running and blowing full speed, because I haven't tested it in that regard yet. So, but as of right now, it feels good. There's no adverse pain. There's nothing, after today. Everything feels great.
Was today the first day you've run on it?
Today's the first day I've run on it, yes. So it's been a while of going back and forth and taking MRIs and seeing how it is and how it looks and how it's progressing. So today was the first day.
Obviously, you know what happened the last time you tried to test. What might happen when you finally push this a little bit?
I can't be. I got to just go out there and push it and see how I feel and feel good about it and build my confidence when it comes to those things. So I'm just taking it one day at a time and seeing how it goes.
Did it seem like the PRP helped at all?
It did. It felt like it helped a lot. But, a lot of that comes with having to not be on it and sit down and not do a lot on it. So, which was, painful for me because I like to move around. I like to be active. So, but I do feel like it worked. I do feel like it made a difference, and it kind of expedited the process a little bit.
The MRIs, are they clean now?
The MRIs are clean. The MRIs look good. It's just a matter of, how I feel and a matter of how it feels as we begin to pick up the speed and pick up the tempo and see how the calf continues to hold up.
A few weeks ago, Eli was on the radio and was asked when he could expect you back, and his first answer was probably after the bye. He said we didn't really know for sure.
Yeah.
Given where you are now and the bye is only a couple weeks away, is that the most likely thing that you'll kind of wait until the bye week at this point?
I hope so. I mean, it's just a matter of continue to pick it up day in and day out, but, if I had to, pick a time, it'd be any week in terms of that regard. But if I had to pick a time, and after the bye obviously looks like a promising date. But obviously the doctors haven't told me that. No one said that to me. So, but we're just, like I said, taking it one day at a time.
When you come back, would it be a slow process from there? Or can you come back, when you come back, do you feel like you'll be 100% ready to?
I don't want to come back unless I'm 100%. I don't want to go out there at 75, 80, or 90. I want to go out there and feel like I'll be the same person, the same athlete that I was the last time I was on the field. So that's what I'm, that's what my goal is. That's what I'm shooting for. And we'll see what happens.
In hindsight, were you not 100% when you tried to come back before
Buffalo? It felt good. Obviously, you're never really, no one in this game, in this league, is really ever at 100%. But it felt good. It felt good enough to run on it and to cut and things like that. And unfortunately, it kind of gave way again at that point in time. But, this time it feels stronger. It feels like I can go a little bit more than I did, a couple weeks ago. And we'll see how it goes.
Victor, how conscious are you that the clock's ticking?
Every day, I'd be wrong to sit here and tell you that I got plenty of time, because, it's week 9 in the season and, I missed a good chunk of time already. So I just want to get out there and be 100% and play. I just want to play this game again and help my team win and help my team, get over the hump and be a voice of this team, not only in the locker room or on the practice field, but in the games, and be out there with them. So, Lord knows I miss it with every ounce of my body, but I know I can't be out there until I'm 100%.
Victor, how do you make up, though, for all the, the practice time, the football conditioning and stuff? I mean, obviously you want to get out there as quickly as possible, but you can't simulate that in practice. So what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to continue to do the things that you can do, like running outside and running on your own and doing things myself inside of here to kind of get myself in game shape. And I know it's not easy. I know, you know, with limited reps in practice, it's not easy, but I just have to do things on my own time in the training room, out there on the field whenever I can to build that up again. And I know it's, you know, it's going to take a game or two to get my bearings under me.